Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday right here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote.
I'll write it and we'll do it live! Yes, sir.
You will do it. And the final hour of the program, still got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Including Brian Noe from Fox Sports Radio, who's a weekend host and hosts the Noe Show in Portland. He'll give us a preview of the Lakers-Portland series, Bernie, which a lot of people, of course, are highly anticipating. And this game that's going to start any minute now will be the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. So that's another big one. A lot of anticipation about the Clippers and where they fit in. And will they finally, Bernie, win a championship, which will be something that some people probably thought they would never see, right, in their lifetime?
I think that's
but
fair.
But here we are.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm very surprised that so many people give Dallas a fighting chance. I think this is a blowout from the get. Doncic is going to have an elite defender on him, either Kawhi, Paul George, or Pat Beverly. They're going to be all over him like a hobo on a ham sandwich. Dallas gave up 126 points in their eight games in the bubble on average per game. The Clippers swept them all three games this year by at least 10 points and covered the spread by each time, too. I don't like Dallas's chances at all in the series. Bad matchup.
I agree. I mean, they have some good young players, but I'm with you. And what don't the Lakers, the Clippers do is really it. But as we go into this, Bernie, and the playoffs just started, everybody's excited. We somehow, some way got there. The bubble got us there to the playoffs. And, I don't think it's unfair to think about the Kawhi LeBron comparison and basically, you know, who has more to lose or gain in this. The LeBron people will say if LeBron wins, it'll inch him closer to Michael Jordan. He will have won three championships with three different teams, right? That'll be a feather in his cap. I don't believe he's going to win the MVP, but he definitely had a great season. He'll probably be the runner-up to Giannis, according to the writers and, you know, and the preliminary counts of the votes, Bernie, that it seems like Giannis is still going to win the MVP for the season he had. But on the flip side to Kawhi, and I wrote this column in Deadspin.com today, I really think that Kawhi, and that's even with Kevin Durant, and we get how great Kevin Durant, he's hurt. Before he got hurt, he had won back-to-back championships with a loaded team, right, with the Warriors. But he was the MVP both years, so I give him a lot of credit. It wasn't like he was just on for the ride or a bandwagon jumper. He was the guy who powered that Warriors team and took the team as his own, really. He was the lead dog on that team. But when you talk about Kawhi and what he has a chance to do, I think it's incredible. I really do. To be able to win back-to-back championships with two franchises that had never won, Toronto and the Clippers, to have won three championships with three different franchises, it tells you how important he is and how he can instill his will and make people better around him. His confidence is cool, is collected. He's clutch. He makes big shots. He's not afraid, Bernie, to take the big shots in big moments. He plays both ends of the floor. He plays defense. What doesn't he do? And I think people will look at him totally different. I believe the Clippers are going to win the championship. I think Kawhi would have a great chance of being an NBA Finals MVP for the third time in his career, which is another incredible accomplishment. And I think he would be the king of the NBA, and people would have to look at him totally different and with a lot of respect.
Well, they should read your column on Deadspin, and I check every box, or he checks every box. And he brings a physical attitude as a transcendent player that's rubbed off on that Clippers team. And look, I respect Sekou Smith. Toronto's not winning this, not without Kawhi. You don't repeat in this league without a Hall of Famer. The Pistons did it. The Spurs did it. The Lakers did it. The Miami Heat did it a few years back with LeBron and D-Wade and Bosch. You don't do it without a Hall of Famer. And when Kawhi left, the Hall of Famer left town. But let's not bury the lead here, because your article really chronicles the fact that how will people view LeBron, because this season is much more than about a championship. It's about a referendum on LeBron's legacy. The Lakers are a franchise defined by eras. The Wilt Chamberlain era, the Kareem era, the Magic Johnson era, the Kobe era, the Shaq era. What did they do? They all won. LeBron asked to be handed this torch. He orchestrated the whole thing. So I don't want to hear any excuses about bubbles, asterisks, anything. The bottom line is you either win or you don't. And LeBron orchestrated this whole dance so he could come to L.A. and be the greatest of all time and tweet and remind all of us as if we didn't know. And I'm still not giving him the greatest of all time if he wins with three different teams. But that's a story for a different day. Your article chronicles the key point, and that is the king of L.A. and the new king of the NBA could be Kawhi Leonard if he finishes the deal with the Clippers this year.
I think he would be. I think you'd be hard-pressed. You could talk about and knock him with the load management and not playing a full season. I think that he took his own health, Bernie, in his own hands and decided that he knew better how his body feels. And the teams, you know, San Antonio pushed against it. He wanted out. Toronto embraced it, let him miss 20-some-odd games during the regular season. They won a title. The Clippers let him take those load management days, and they're now in a position. They might not be the favorites in Vegas. And, Bernie, can you explain to people, because when people say, oh, well, the Lakers are favorite in Vegas to win the championship, it ain't based on strictly that they have the better team or roster.
That's a good point, Rob. So when a Las Vegas line is assembled by a sports book, the ideological purpose is to create equal betting action on both sides and spread the wealth. Because the book makes its money on the vigorous, they make their money on the price you pay, the premium you pay to to make a bet. So just because the Lakers were favorites back on March 9th at plus 235, which means if you put up $100 on the Lakers, you'd have won $235 last March. The Clippers were plus 350. Well, what's happened in the last 5 months? A lot of public Clipper money has come in now, which has actually made them the favorite at plus 300, because now if you put $100, you win $300 on the Clippers, down from 350. They're more favored to win this because of the money that's come in. So the market is deciding who they think will win, and then Vegas will adjust the number based on the market and where the money goes, because they want to create equal action. It's not a predictor. It's not an indicator that Vegas, by the way, they're not a monolith either. There are over 97 sports books here, and they all work with numbers, but they all interpret them differently. So the bottom line is, just because the Lakers were at one time, and they're not currently now, the favorite to win it all, that was not a prediction. It was merely a market number to create equal action.
Exactly, and a lot of people don't understand that. They just say, oh, Vegas has them as the favorite. No, that's not really it, if you look at the teams and the rosters. But as we go forward here, and the playoffs have started, who won that Celtics game? Is that over?
Yeah, 109-101, Boston prevailed.
So Boston did win. It's going to be hard with no Ben Simmons for the 76ers. I don't know, Bernie, do they get swept? Is it five games? It's going to be tough.
I think they steal a game, but Boston was a prohibitive favorite. They were 4-1 favorite, and let's face it, Boston under the radar has really performed extremely well in the bubble, and only second to Phoenix in terms of their margins of victory. And basically, Joel Embiid's a one man team without Ben Simmons. You nailed it, Rob. They're just not going to compete over a 2 week, over a 4-7 game series. Do I think they'll steal a game? Probably, but I think Boston moves on easily.
All right, now let's just talk about who's the favorites, or who should be considered legitimate contenders to win the title, because we just had Sekou Smith from TNT, from NBA TV, I should say, and NBA.com, and he was talking about Toronto and how well they played and where they are, and giving them some love about possibly winning a championship. We had Kenny Smith from TNT, who said, and he threw one a hand grenade and ran out of the room and said that he thought one of the D's was going to win, and he was talking about Dallas or Denver.
Oh,
he was
goodness.
Poo-pooing the LA teams, and he said Dallas or Denver. Chris and I were shocked at that. Some people have jumped off the Giannis bandwagon because Milwaukee has struggled in the bubble. Doesn't seem to look the same, so people are abandoning that ship. I've heard so many different things. Obviously, the Lakers played poorly in the bubble, so a lot of people are there. Portland has played really well and had a play-in game just to get to the playoffs. And so people like what's going on with Damian Lillard, how well he's playing. So I'm not saying that they're talking about them as a champion, but possibly knocking off the Lakers. So there's the Clipper people. There's a lot of people who have been with the Clippers for a long time. Roster-wise, they have a Hall of Fame coach who's already won a championship. They got they're 10 deep. They bring great players off the bench. I mean, they have a lot of stuff going. They play defense. So, Bernie, give me some of the teams that you think are legit contenders. I know you believe in the Clippers. How about anybody else?
Very much so. Yes, I do have the Clippers winning it, and I actually have Boston advancing to the finals. I don't like the composition in Milwaukee and the way they're going. But, Rob, I hate to pull out this old axiom because it's destroyed and hackneyed to death, but defense really does win championships. Remember back in 2004, Rob, you and I both covered the championship Pistons, and you predicted the Pistons would beat the Lakers, and everybody thought you were nuts. But you knew the composition of that team. As Rip Hamilton used to say, if it ain't rough, it ain't right. We call it the five-game sweep, because if Kobe hadn't hit that long three to win, I think it was game three, Rob? It was game three?
No, it was game two.
Game two, okay. So even the series, and everybody said, okay, here we go. The Lakers will wake up. And the Pistons with Big Ben, Fear the Fro, the whole nine yards, and that defensive-minded unit is what really frustrated the Lakers. So that still applies, and that's why I think a team like the Clippers, who can run 10 men at you and run 10 men at LeBron, and they're not just good bench players. Every one of them could play quality minutes if needed. I don't know what Kenny Smith's thinking. Dallas is a serious matchup problem The Clippers are a serious matchup problem for Dallas, and they'll put Luka Doncic in a vice so they can't get past them. I really like what Michael Porter Jr. has done with Denver, and they look pretty good today, although Utah, without Mike Conley, they took them to overtime. However, you know, there are teams like OKC, Houston. I think they're pretenders.
I think OKC could win that.
Well, I think it's a referendum on Chris Paul. And I don't think it helps that Russell Westbrook is going to at least miss game one with some kind of thigh injury. I do like Oklahoma City to win that series, even though they're a slight underdog to Houston. A bunch of money's come in on the Rockets. And I think that's a public play. But I do think Chris Paul will get business taken care of in that series, and then he'll turn back into Chris Paul when it really matters. So when you look, as the playoffs go on, people's weaknesses and teams' weaknesses really start to emerge. And so you look at which team has the greatest margin of error, and I think it's Boston, and I think it's the Clippers, and to a degree it's the Lakers, but I don't think they match up well with the Clippers. So I've got the Clippers and Boston in the finals. A wink and a nod to Miami. Miami looks really tough to me, but until they do it, and they've still got to get by Indiana, and I do think Jimmy Butler, it's worked down there. You got to give him credit. He'll put a vice in, you know, he'll be all over T.J. Warren. He's not going to let him go off. But it's hard to repeat that over and over and over again unless you have that kind of team chemistry and physical attitude that can simply wear teams down. Because as you know, Rob, as the playoffs go on, it becomes a half-court game. And as Chuck Daly said, let's start with a stop. It's all about stops. Teams that can get stops win games that matter.
All right, 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number, 877-996-6369. Who should be the favorite to win the NBA title? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple with Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Yes, sir. Rob Parker and Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard, who's on a little vacay this week. Yes, Big Daddy. That's right. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The NBA playoffs are underway. The Clippers have just started their game against the Mavericks, the third game of the night. And we want to know, who do you have as a potential finals champion? Who are the real contenders as the NBA playoff gets underway? We want to hear from you. Bernie, we got a few calls.
Working on that right now, but I would say this. You saw the Clippers jump out to a 10-0 lead, and I'm not going to be that guy, Rob. Yeah, I'm not going to be that guy, but one of Dallas's problems was even during the regular season, they were giving up 111 points a game, and this is a different man's NBA. That's not terrible. It's not good. But in the bubble, they're giving up 126 points a game.
Wow.
And when you look at the matchup between the Clippers and Dallas, the Clippers are a prohibitive favorite, minus 560, which means you got to put 560
to win 100.
And during the regular season, the Clippers beat Dallas all three times, straight up and against the spread, covered the spread by more than 10 points in each game. And by the way, they're up 15-2 right now. But let's hear what the peeps have to say, Rob. So let's go out to the phone, and we've got Max in Georgia. Max, you're on the Odd Couple. This is Fox Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
What's up, fellas?
The obvious is
the Clippers and the Lakers, and I do like the Clippers a lot. But Rob, you know, I said I got Portland beating the Lakers. I just do.
Yes.
I know they don't play defense, but LeBron and them haven't been scoring as many points, so I think that could be problematic. The Clippers are the most solid choice. If I had to pick an East Coast team, I would roll with Toronto. Those boys are young. They're running fast. They're scary. They play well together as a unit. But I think you guys are right. The Clippers are just too strong.
All right, Max, appreciate it. A lot of love for Toronto. People like them. My thing was, they've always had, Bernie, some decent, good teams, but had a lot of failure in the playoffs, the Raptors,
yeah,
until Kawhi got there. And I'm not just so sure, have they shaken that? You know, now that him not being there, I'm not convinced of Toronto.
Right. No one can take away what they did last year, but I just don't think lightning's going to strike twice, not when you wave goodbye to a first ballot Hall of Famer. Let's go to Marcel in Mississippi. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Marcel.
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Bernie?
What's up?
Hey, Rob, didn't we call it last week? We said that Chris Broussard was going to be taking load management and vacation was coming.
I know, load management, and he got the nerve to take off with the start of the NBA playoffs. You know I wouldn't take off, right?
I already know it, Rob.
You know
anyway,
it.
I just don't believe, you know, anybody's touching the Clippers. I mean, come on, man. First opening tip, Pat Bev, get a steal, you know, a bucket, you know, stuff like that. So, and then Doc's coaching. I mean, it's either, like, for me in the East, I got to go either with Boston or Toronto. It will be a nice matchup if, you know, Kawhi played his old team. It will be a nice storyline.
How come everybody's dissing, though, Milwaukee? They had an unbelievable season going before the pandemic.
They did, but if you close the paint off, what can Giannis do, really? He's not a threat, in my opinion.
All right. Thanks for the call, Marcel. Appreciate you.
And one point Marcel brought up, I love Doc Rivers, man. I don't know why he's not mentioned more. You talk about great coaches that know people, and he knows X's and O's. He's a brilliant X and O man. Let's squeeze in another call. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, and his coaching job last year, Bernie, might have been his best. I mean, he had no stars, went to Oakland and won two games against the Warriors and took them to six games last year with no stars. That was incredible.
1,000,000%. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got Sean in Miami. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, bud.
I just wanted to say, Rob and Bernie, hey, Bernie, thanks for giving Miami some love there. I'm not saying they're going to the finals. Or
yeah, they got a nice club. I'm with you. And Eric Spoelstra's got one under his belt. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think they're going to surprise some people. That's all. And I appreciate what you said about them. So. That's all I got to say. Thanks,
all right,
Bern.
Sean.
Yeah. Fair enough. And you know what?
There are other people who are talking about Miami, but they do have to beat, right, Indiana. I don't think Indiana's a pushover.
I think they're going to beat Indiana. I think Jimmy Butler will give T.J. Warren fits. Miami's a prohibitive favorite, -315, although some money's coming in on Indiana. I think it's recency biased. Miami's more of a complete team than people realize. But, again, it's so tough to get to the promised land without a Hall of Famer. But I think Miami does a lot of things that don't show up in the scorebook, including very tenacious defense. They run their lanes well. They're a disciplined team. They don't beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over. And again, you got to give Eric Spoelstra a little credit. He's been there. He knows what success looks like.
Give him some credit, right?
Critics.
That's right. there's so many things, and yes. So Bernie, what does this do? And I'm not. You already talked about the matchups with Dallas and the Clippers. If they come out, and I know it's still early, it's the first quarter, but they're, you know, jumped on the Mavericks, basically. And if they win this game and just jump on them and look really convincing, finally they have this whole squad together, will people start to look and go, well, maybe this is, if everybody stays healthy, they have everything you need to win?
Well, I think, obviously, Rob, people remember what they saw last most. Vegas, obviously, has made a living on that. And you've got to be careful of the flip-flop theory. I think you'll get max effort out of Dallas in Game 2, but it just isn't a good matchup. People have underestimated the composition of this Clippers roster because they're not a bunch of household names. But I think to a man, and I love Patrick Beverley. He says, we play for the people.
He's one of my favorite players in the NBA.
Let me tell you something. I love that guy. He says, we play for the people in the back row. So these guys are not... They're willing to do the heavy lifting. When you think about the comparison that I made at the top of the show between the Clippers and the Lakers, it's grit versus flash. And I think the Clippers are regarded for their toughness and grit, but the Lakers are more of a Showtime team. But, Rob, again, I know I'm repeating myself. What's the most desirable characteristic of a championship team rather than flashiness? It's grit. And I think the Clippers know how to get down and dirty, and they're going to be ready for this wrestling match. And when you've got Kawhi and Paul George. Remove Kawhi and Paul George, and then remove LeBron and Anthony Davis, and look at the remainder of the roster and who's got the better team.
You still
would
take the Clippers, right?
It's not even close.
Not even close. That's a great point. All right, the Lakers-Blazers is one of the marquee matchups in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and we're going to get a preview of that series, which starts tomorrow, from our man Brian Noe. Don't you know? He joins us next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. And we welcome in Brian Noe, my former Fox Sports Radio weekend partner and host of the Brian Noe Show weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Rip City Radio in Portland. Mr. Noe, how are you?
I'm great, Rob Parker. I want to know if I'm going to get some free The Odd Couple swag. Am I going to get a hoodie? Do I have to pay full price? What does me being your former partner get me? That's
what I
want to
know. Gets you? I'm glad you brought that up. If you go to GetRob.com or RobParkerShop.com, because of Fox Sports' 20th anniversary, there's a 20% sale off of everything, Mr. No. 20%. That's better than the friend discount. Wow.
So I get the same discount as a stranger that you've never met in life. Do I have that right?
Wait, no, they get 25%, I
think,
right?
That's right. That's right. Hey, when you did come to L.A., I did buy pizza, didn't I?
You did, yes. You treated me. And a soda as well. So,
that's right.
You splurged when I was there in person.
Well, everybody's talking about it, Brian. Obviously, the way that Portland has played in the bubble. Dame Lillard's gone off, gone crazy. Points galore. And people don't like the way the Lakers look. You know, they've struggled in the bubble. Haven't scored a lot of points. Just haven't looked good. What do you make of this matchup? And can Portland really win this thing?
No. I wish I thought that they could.
Wow, look at that. I love it. No hometown radio here.
Love it. Love
yeah,
it.
No, they're not going to win this series. They're allergic to playing defense, Rob and Bernie. You have to play some semblance of defense against a team like the Lakers who've got star players. You can't just dare professional shooters to miss wide open threes. And you don't have an answer for LeBron. You're going to have what? Carmelo? You're going to have Mario Hezonja? Who's guarding LeBron? And now with Zach Collins out, who's guarding Anthony Davis? So if you start to double the superstars, you leave wide open professional shooters, and to cross your fingers and think they're going to consistently miss over the course of a series, I just don't see that happening.
Brian, spot on. Your analysis is really on point. But I want to ask you a question, because I've actually been to a game at the Rose Garden, which is now the Moda Center, and they're nuts up there. Now, why do I bring that up? Because if you try to find any kind of edge, there's no home court advantage. So don't you think it would be more difficult for the Lakers to travel to the Moda Center versus Portland having to travel to the Staples Center? And so they might actually steal a game or two.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And you know the history, Bernie. The Lakers have struggled mightily over years here in Portland on the road. So, yeah, but I think it evens out as well, where if you just look at if there's no pandemic, they would have home court and they'd have the first two games at home. That's a big deal. If it went seven games, they'd have that deciding game at home as well. So it can swing the other way. But I think those first two games on a neutral court, that's beneficial to Portland. And there are some subtle advantages here and there, yeah. But over the course of a series, I don't see the Lakers, who haven't been playing with urgency in the seeding games. I think that's the main thing. People have been blowing that out of proportion. They're just shrugging their shoulders like, can we just get to the games that matter in the playoffs? I think you'll see them hit another gear, because the other thing you got to keep in mind is they've been doubted by so many people. There's just rose petals being thrown at the feet of the Blazers right now. I think tomorrow night is one of these games for the Lakers to be like, oh, just in case you guys forgot about what we bring to the table, here it is.
Our guest is Brian Noah, Fox Sports Radio weekend host and host of the Brian Noah Show weekdays from 9 to noon on Rip City Radio in Portland. I'm glad you brought that up. And I get what Damian Lillard, I'm not here to pour water on his parade and say he can't play or he's not a star. But people sometimes last year, let's not forget, in that game 7 against Denver to get to the Western Conference Finals, Damian Lillard was 3-for-17. His team won despite him. And then they got swept in the Western Conference Finals. I know he's a great player. I know he can put up points. Can he lead a team? Is he enough to get a team over the hump?
Yeah, I think that he is, for sure. Dame is that guy. Dame is a special player. So there's no doubt in my mind he's special enough to get a team to the promised land. But the problem with the Blazers is they just don't have enough around him to beat the Lakers, to go through the Clippers, to go through these other teams. It's just not there. And I don't want to make them sound like they're a bunch of bums. We know what C.J. McCollum brings to the table offensively. And now that Yusuf Nurkic is back, Nurk is a huge asset. So I don't want to make it sound like they've got a bunch of bums, but they don't play team defense. You're just not going to last long not having the ability to play any type of defense. It's not going to happen, but as far as Dame, he is that guy, Rob. He is that special. He is a true superstar, yes.
Brian, I want to touch on something you said. You implied, and you're not wrong, that the Lakers have been kind of sleepwalking and they'll just flip this switch. Well, let me tell you, I'm not so sure they can do that in the first couple of games. I remember back in 81 when an upstart Houston Rockets team with guys like Mike Dunleavy and Moses Malone and Calvin Murphy shocked the Lakers and knocked them out of the playoffs in the first round after they were world champs. The reason I bring that up is because everybody's talking about Portland being tired. I don't know if you can really be tired after 9 games physically when you've had 4 months off. They might be mentally tired, but don't you think this us against the world mentality will allow them to at least steal a couple of games and make this series interesting?
I don't know, man. It's one of these. I do believe in the Blazers being tired. When Caris LeVert was looking like Michael Jordan against the Blazers scoring 37 points, he missed the final second shot. If he missed that,
had he gone to the hole, he might have scored and beat them, right?
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't. I said the city of Portland owes him a Christmas card. He was killing the Blazers down low, and he's like, let me go with the step back college three. I don't know what he was thinking, but props to him for doing it, at least from a Blazers perspective. But when Caris LeVert was just crushing the Blazers, Dame, right after the game, he's bent over. He's like, I played the whole second half. I was tired. He played 44 minutes. So I do. I think with Zach Collins being out, that's a starter. He's going to miss game one with some left ankle inflammation. So the rotation, that's another body that you don't have to throw at the Lakers. I do. I think conditioning is going to be a factor because the Blazers don't play good defense to begin with. They've been maxed out in terms of scratching and clawing to get into the playoffs, and it takes a lot of energy to play better defense. So I just don't know if there's enough gas in the tank to play good enough defense to keep the Blazers in this series. I wish I had a more cheerful outlook, especially doing local radio over here, but that's my honest opinion.
All right, Brian, one last thing NFL-wise. I know you talk about all sports. Give me your take on the Tampa Bay Bucks, who everybody has going from 12 years of not making the playoffs to going to the Super Bowl with a 50-year-old quarterback. Can you help me out?
I'm surprised. I'm just surprised you're not on the bandwagon here, Rob. This shocks me. You know, because when you got Mike Evans, you got Chris Godwin, you got the two-headed monster of Gronk and O.J. Howard. You got playmakers all over the place. You had a defense that was sneaky, fifth-rated in efficiency.
What does that mean, sneaky?
He's right,
sneaky,
Rob.
They were a lot better than we give them credit for, because Jameis is just handing the ball over to the opposition, putting them in bad positions. They were a lot better than the record would seem to indicate. So when you've got a quarterback that's not handing the football over to the other team, it's beneficial to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why aren't you on board with this, Rob?
I'm not on board. So you have them going to the Super Bowl like everybody else?
I mean, I don't want to go as far as to say they will get to the Super Bowl, win it without giving up a single point along the way in the postseason. I want to go that far. But they are certainly going to be a playoff team. And once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen, man.
No, anything can happen because the Detroit Lions have one playoff win since 1957. So anything can happen.
But they haven't gotten there. That's the thing, man. They've barely gotten there.
Because they didn't have Brady.
There you go. So we got a wing bet on this or not?
What? If the Bucks win the Super Bowl or not?
Well, I'm asking you, how confident? Where do you want to put them? Where do you think they'll reach? If you say you want to bet that they get to the second round, or where do you want to bet?
In the playoffs?
I don't have them in the playoffs.
I do. I'll take that wing bet.
I'm in.
I've got
Tampa in the playoffs.
I'm all over that, like a cheap suit.
All right, you guys, both of you, 10 wings and a large Diet Coke, all right?
I'll go 100 wings.
All right, we're good.
Good stuff, Brian.
His name is Brian Noe, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, and, of course, the Brian Noe Show on Rip City Radio in Portland. More Odd Couple to come. It's Rob Parker, Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Bernie Fratto filling in for Chris Broussard.
A little vacation.
Tomorrow there'll be a Martin Weiss sighting from Trolling and Rolling. Martin Weiss will be in Chris's stead. And Bernie, over the weekend, yesterday, there was a celebration by Major League Baseball for the Negro Leagues. 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues. And you know what? I thought it was a nice gesture. They had a lot of stuff planned for this year, and obviously it couldn't happen with the pandemic. They wore patches, and the league took ownership as far as acknowledging the Negro League players, who many of them, and some great ones, Bernie, never got to play in the major leagues. We know some did. We know Jackie Robinson. We know that. But there are a lot of great players who never got that chance. And even Satchel Paige, right, was an old man when he finally got to the major leagues.
Can you imagine? They said Josh Gibson was Bo Jackson, so we never got. Well, I wouldn't have been alive, but we didn't get to see that. I'm glad you brought this up, Rob, because if there was such a thing as time travel, you don't know how much I'd love to go back in time and see the Indianapolis Clowns play the Pittsburgh Crawfords. Name it. I would. You know how much I love baseball, Rob. And in 1991, I was in part of the business team that promoted the 1991 Sports Collectors National Convention, and I worked the green room, and I had a great talk with Hank Aaron, who was an absolute gentleman, an elegant man, and I asked him how hard was it to not only catch Babe Ruth, but when you're getting death threats by mail. He says, you know, the one thing that sticks in my mind is one of the last nights I was with the Indianapolis Clowns. We were eating dinner in a restaurant, and after we finished dinner, we could hear the waitstaff smashing the plates and glasses that we had used. He said if dogs would have eaten off those plates, they would have put them in the dishwasher. That's what he said. Can you imagine that kind of indignity? And to go out and focus between the lines, and he was signed by a scout named Ed Scott. And Ed Scott saw something in Hank Aaron, and it wasn't long before he got attention. He got a telegram from the Giants, the New York Giants. They were all set to sign him. And Ed Smith came along, and the Boston Braves, and who became the Milwaukee Braves, got involved. And they gave Hank Aaron $50 more, so he signed with the Braves for $50. If that hadn't happened, he would have been a teammate of Willie Mays.
That's an incredible story. And when you think of people, Hank Aaron, this is the number that always jumps out at me, is if you take away his 755 home runs, Bernie, he still has 3,000 hits. That's unbelievable. And he batted 305 career and averaged nearly 100 RBIs for a 24-year career, which is incredible. Because when you think about first coming up to the league and your end, you know, your number's going to shrink because, you know, you're not close to 100 in the beginning or at the end. So it's an incredible accomplishment. But I was glad to see that. I thought that was a really great touch by baseball. Baseball has, when you talk about some of the ills in the game, and it was an ill time, segregation, but they haven't forgotten. They've gotten some of those players in the Hall of Fame, Bernie as well.
Yeah,
and I love that.
Well, you know, it's a scourge on baseball history, and Branch Rickey admitted it. Jackie Robinson was a four-sport athlete, and his best sport wasn't even baseball. And Branch Rickey said he wasn't even the best player, but they knew he would be able to handle, and he set the stage for future generations. But I'm going to change your name, Rob, from here on out to call you Cool Papa Bell Rob. How's that?
I'll take that. And for you baseball fans who like Bernie and I, who love the game, don't forget to always check out my podcast, Inside the Parker, which is on the Herd Podcast Network. It drops every Thursday morning. Make sure you listen to it, share it, rate it, subscribe to it. It really is, Bernie, when it comes down to it, it's just 22 minutes of baseball all packed in. There's not a lot of fat. You know what I mean? It's all lean and information you could use and enjoy.
It's fat with a pH. You cover a lot of ground. Give you 22 minutes, Rob. You give us the baseball world. Hey, before we sign off, I want to thank Ralph Alex and Rob G back in the compound for all your help. And I want to recognize my guys on site here, Mackenzie Rivers, for all his great research. And, of course, Matt Christensen. And, Rob, thanks for having me.
Oh, Bernie, always a pleasure. We go back many, many moons ago. And always great to bring in some different voices and different takes of people in the business, and Bernie is one of those guys, man. We will forever be bonded from that radio show in Detroit, Parker and the Man, no doubt about it. All right, it is the Odd Couple. We'll be back tomorrow. That's right. Stick and Stay America right here, Fox Sports Radio, celebrating 20 years.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.